In Southern California, one of the country's most expensive housing markets, there are more than 4,000 homeless vets. In Long Beach, social worker Veronica Schenkelberg is meeting up with one of them.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Mr. Carrillo. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Adrian Carrillo, a former paratrooper who is based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, has been looking for an apartment in California since April. But he hasn't been able to find one, even though he has a VASH voucher. VASH stands for Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing. It takes the usual Section 8 federal housing voucher and layers other help on top, like medical care and job assistance. This morning, Carrillo has a list of four apartments he's going to visit. His fiancée, Lori Garland, and their five-year-old daughter are along for the ride.
If it was just me and Lori, it's one thing, we can hang in there, but it's very, very painful when your daughter wakes up crying and she says, "This is not our house, Daddy. I want to go back to North Carolina. I want to go back to the old house." Man, it just tears you up.
By his account, Carrillo's called 100 places and visited more than 50. But with rental prices high and vacancy rates low, Carrillo can't find an apartment that will take his voucher.
Yeah.
This one, a complex in Anaheim with a swimming pool and decorative fountain, wouldn't let him in.
Yes, hello. We're interested in an apartment. Can we please come in?
You only go by appointments?
Yes.
Schenkelberg leaves a message, but doesn't have much hope.
They never call me back. Never. So we are just as frustrated as he is.
According to government figures, more than 3,000 vets in Southern California have found housing using VASH. But another 700 are in Carrillo's shoes. Schenkelberg says one of the big reasons is money. VASH vouchers aren't keeping up with market rents. In pricey housing markets with low vacancy rates, landlords can be picky.
If they're asking for $1,150 and housing is only paying $1,100 because of the market value, then housing cannot pay more. The landlords usually will not reduce the rent because they have enough.
Even for $50?
Even for $25.
And money's not the only barrier that homeless veterans sometimes face. Charles Lazar owns five rental buildings in Los Angeles. He says landlords want to be patriotic and help those who served, but they also have to be careful.
What happens if somebody does have mental issues and they're not being addressed? When you have somebody screaming in the middle of the night and you've got people waking up and kids that are small and they're scared, then you have to deal with it. What are you going to do?
It's not unique to veterans, so you're...
Mental issues, sure. I'm just saying that there may be some problems that affect other tenants, and as the owner, you have to be aware of that.
That stigma can make it even harder for vets than for other people with Section 8 vouchers. Ed Cabrera is a spokesman for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the federal agency that runs Section 8.
There are a lot of stereotypes out there that affect veterans who have returned from combat or from current theaters. So a lot of education needs to happen.
Oh, thank you very much.
At the end of the day, Carrillo isn't any closer to an apartment. Schenkelberg, the case manager, tells him not to give up.
Hang in there. Hang in there. Things do get better, really.
Yeah.
They really do.
I don't know what to do. I mean, my only thing is just to go to plan B.
After a lot of soul searching, Carrillo decided to give up on LA. He said he's going to give up his voucher and go live with friends in Texas. In Los Angeles, I'm John Ismay.